Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Zayin. The beginning of the eighth parak of Shabbos spoke about the different shiurim for liquids, how much you have to carry of any particular liquid in order to be chayav on Shabbos. And the first item on the list was yayin. So he said, "Amotzi yayin kedei mezigas hakolos," the amount of wine that would go into once you would dilute it with water that would make a kol shel bracha. So there was machlokas in the Gemara exactly what the ratio of dilution is. Rava holds it's a 3-to-1 ratio. That kol chamra de l'doria al chad plas maya lav chamruhu. If you don't have a 3-to-1 ratio of water to wine, then it's not good wine. Wine is supposed to be a 3-to-1 ratio. Abaye, however, citing a Mishnah in Nida that says Hamazuk Shneichel Kemayim Ve'echad Yayin Min Yayin Ashironi, tells us that the ratio is really 2-to-1; that it's 2/3 water and 1/3 of wine in order to have the perfect ratio to make good wine. The Gemara then discussed what about congealed wine? If you carry congealed wine outside in Shabbos where it's all dried up, so what's the shear? So if Yosef holds that it's a gezayis, because he holds that if a kezayis is a dry equivalent of a revius, that once you were to dry wine of a revius, you would end up with a kezayis. And the Gemara suggests maybe Rav Yosef is really saying the same thing as Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda said the same thing about dam, that for revius of dam were congealed, it would equal up to exactly a kezayis. But the Gemara says, no, maybe the Dafka not saying the same thing, because wine is much thinner, blood is much thicker, so it could be that when blood congeals, you end up with a higher volume of the congealed blood than you would if wine were to congeal. So maybe the dafka not saying the same things. The Mishnah had said that when it comes to milk, you have kedei l'gmoa, you have kedei gemia, the amount of milk that it takes to take a single gulp. So the Gemara has a question about how to spell that word gemia with an aleph or gemia with an ayin, and the Gemara says that it's spelled with an aleph based on hagmieni na ma'at mayim mikadech. And then the Gemara has three other words that we're not sure if we're spelled with an ayin or an aleph, but all of the other ones we come out that they're spelled with an ayin. Gamia is the only one that's spelled with an aleph. The Gemara then tells us that human milk would have a different shear. We're only dafka talking about motzi chalav shel behemas kedei gamia, but shel isha is going to be a different shear. Then the Gemara tells us kol masha bara kodesh baruch hu ba'olamo. Rav Yehuda Merav says kol masha bara kodesh baruch hu ba'olamo lo bara davar echel levatala. Hashem didn't create anything for no reason. Everything that's here in this world is for a reason. Even a tiny little gnat and all these different little insects that all can be used in one way or another to treat bites or to treat all sorts of different things. Everything has a reason for being here. Once we're mentioning gnats and these little insects, the Gemara tells us that there are chamisha emosein, emas chalash al gibor. There are five different fears that seem irrational because it's something that's much stronger, that fears something that's much tinier than it, like an elephant is afraid of a gnat because it gets in its nose and it gets all annoyed from it, and similar things like that. That spiders make scorpions afraid of spiders, different things like that. Then the Gemara tells us a story that Rabbi Zera saw Rabbi Yehuda, and he saw that Rabbi Yehuda was in a particularly jovial mood, so he asked Rabbi Yehuda six questions that at a different time maybe would have annoyed him. Questions about why goats always go in front of sheep, and why is it that some animals have tails that cover their whole back and some don't have tails that cover their back, and why is it that some animals have longer tails, some animals have shorter tails, all these different types of questions. And that leads us directly into a discussion of the etymology of a whole bunch of different words. The Gemara tries to figure out why we call a bunch of different words by their names, and it all has to do with the fact that they're in a trikin, they're all short for something. Like dasha is derech sham, when you step into the house, that's derech sham, the threshold is the way to go into the house, darga, derech gag, and on and on and on, gives several examples. And then at the very, very end of the daf, which we didn't get to this morning, the Mishnah said shemen kedei losuche verkatan, that the amount of oil that you would be chayav for carrying is the amount that you would anoint a small limb with. So the Gemara has a discussion, which we'll start with tomorrow. What does aver katan mean? Does it mean the aver of a katan? Does it mean a baby's limb, or does it mean the small limb on an adult? That's the basic view of Shabbos Defayin Zayin.